Right now, the observation deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and A-Number One Air.
There was a great thread on Reddit when someone threw out the question, what is the most overrated food? And of course, as you can imagine, humans started arguing. Can you believe that humans found a way to argue about something? But food was one of them. And the original poster said that he would like to nominate chicken wings. He said, why do people love them?
Great one.
I've battled for 25 minutes for what feels like 3 1-quarter mouthfuls. I don't understand why people want to nibble away on mostly bone in the off chance that they get a half-decent mouthful. He said it's akin to eating the knees of a cow. All right. Now, I happen to be with you. I know wings are incredibly popular right now, and there's a lot of great wing restaurants out there, and we have P1s that love them. I personally have never understood the wing phenomenon.
Me neither.
I'm not a particular fan of the form factor, and I don't like the vinegar sauce. What is the wing sauce that's buffalo? Sauce.
I think the thing that makes them so popular is all the different flavors. There's so many different ways to do them. You know, that I think a lot of them do have amazing flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you got to work really hard. They're a mess.
I've also never been that big a fan of drumsticks, chicken drumsticks and everything. I think as a little kid, I just got creeped out by eating anything off the bone like that. I mean, it's probably I remember this at my grandparents' house. They loved cooking fried chicken. My grandmother would cook fried chicken. And then everyone would sit around eating these drumsticks. And I remember looking around thinking, this is like right back in caveman days.
Yes.
Everybody just sitting around gnawing on bones. just being quiet, nobody talking. Several people mentioned lobster, not understanding what's so great about lobster.
Oh, I don't know.
You love it, don't you, George?
Yes, I've never had lobster and thought, boy, that was overrated.
Here's my take on lobster. It's good. I like it. But I also associate it with nice meals, you know, so I'm having a nice evening already. And I also know that it's just a delivery system for butter. Like, I mainly taste the butter.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how much lobster I'm really tasting here. Because I drench it in butter.
And there is something to having, you know, the fresh lobster when you're in Maine or something like that. The way they prepare it up there, it's pretty awesome.
Several people mentioning Nutella. That's something that a lot of people like that some people just don't get why everyone else likes it.
Pretty delicious.
Yeah.
I like Nutella. Awesome. I don't think it's the greatest thing ever, but I like it on stuff.
Kids love it.
I know Bob complains about it. Bob has a funny rant about how his wife would just feed the kids love Nutella. And so, you know, when you're a parent and you've got a go-to meal that you're just not going to get a bunch of argument on, you end up serving that a lot.
Yeah.
Because you just don't want to take it in the shorts from complaining kids.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob said that his wife would just serve them Nutella for breakfast, like Nutella toast or something like that.
Yeah.
I think Bob was saying that's you're just basically shoving dessert in their mouth every meal.
Breakfast.
Baked beans. I have to admit, I don't get what's great about baked beans.
Me neither.
Really?
They're pretty good.
Okay, we've got really and pretty good. So you guys love them.
Nice little side on a barbecue spread.
You bet. Again, I think it depends on prep. If you just open a can of beans and throw it in there, it's going to be pretty average. But if you spend some time on them, put some really good spices in there, it's really, really good.
One commenter said, I'm probably biased as someone who has never liked cheese, but I honestly can't stand the obsession with putting it on everything. So many things are ruined because they have cheese unnecessarily added to them.
Name one thing that's ruined by cheese.
Yeah, I disagree with this guy too, because or girl or woman or person, Nedge.
Human,
because I love anything with cheese on it.
You bet.
Now, I don't like it. I don't like fake nachos, like ballpark nachos, when they just put, they ladle the
cheese glue. Cheese.
Yeah, I don't like the cheese glue. And I've gone to places that tried to pass off their dish known as cheese fries with, they serve French fries with ladled, like, cheese on it.
Like nacho cheese,
yeah,
almost.
Yeah, what are you doing? Velveeta. It's got to be melted cheddar, or it's not cheese fries,
right,
to me.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet potato fries. They're not an upgrade. Stop pretending they are. I agree with them. The first time I tried sweet potato fries, they said, hey, you want to try sweet potato fries with that? Oh, yeah, sure, I'll get it. And I bit into that orange thing, and I was like, what the hell is that?
See, I love them, but you were expecting real fries.
Right.
So
my expectations were thrown way off.
Very bad first experience.
But I've tried to go back and revisit them several times. I've tried to go back and revisit sweet potato fries several times. And every time I try to get my framing right going into it, and I still bite into it, and it doesn't taste right to me.
I think they're great.
Yeah, I do too.
You love sweet potato fries. Mm-hmm. So will you choose that if that's an option on the menu?
No, I think I would go traditional. But if all you had is sweet potato fries, that's fine with me.
Huh. All right. One of the most controversial items on the list, and I know it's going to be controversial on this show. We're talking about the most overrated food, according to this Reddit thread. That is the oyster. Junior loves the oyster.
I do too.
Love it.
You love the oyster.
Yeah.
I've tried oysters many times and cannot get it. I try, but I just don't get it.
Can you not get past the texture?
This is what some commenter said. Slimy with very little flavor, and what little there is mostly seawater with a metallic aftertaste. Someone else said, there's only two things that taste like oysters, and one of them is oysters. I don't want to get into what the other one is.
Hmm.
Someone I know describes eating oysters as... No, I can't read that comment. That is very vulgar.
Imagine that.
And it's... But someone else said it's like drinking someone's phlegm from an ashtray. Another one said it's a 3-inch long ocean booger. And these people are all correct, in my opinion.
The only time I've gotten extremely sick from food has been oysters.
That's the other thing.
I bet that's a really bad thing to get sick on.
There's basically a 10% chance of you getting the norovirus from eating oysters.
10%?
Yeah. That's according to someone who wrote it online. So
well, it must be true.
You know what I'm finding a common thread here in most of these? It's the food that we're debating, but what is actually popular about a lot of these foods is how we dress it up. The chicken wings, yes, there's the little meat factor, but people love the spice and
all
the taste.
Different flavors, yeah.
With the oyster, people love the taste, I think, of the cocktail sauce and the horseradish.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with shrimp. It's the cocktail sauce, or even with sushi, it's the wasabi and the soy sauce. And with a lot of foods, it's what we put on it, and then we say, oh man, that's the best food ever.
Right.
You're really attracted to the sauce that you're dressing it with.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then the food that you're talking about is the delivery system for the sauce and the
yes
and the toppings.
And that delivery system could kind of be just about anything mm-hmm. in some of those cases.
Well, like, but you can't hold it against, I mean, like, I know that's a common complaint, right? I said it about lobster, and you could say it about oysters or wings, but yet I love a loaded baked potato. You serve me a baked potato, I'm not going to eat that. You loaded with something? Okay,
yeah.
This is great.
Good. Right.
But when was the last time you said, you know what, I want just a baked potato. I just want it baked. I don't want it rolled in sea salt. I don't want to put any butter or sour cream or cheese or bacon bits on it. I just want a baked potato plain.
Chives.
Can you think of anything more boring and bland tasting than a baked potato with nothing on it?
You're a psychopath if you do that.
Yeah, you are. You should be imprisoned if you like a plain baked, but yet I love loaded baked potatoes.
Here's a good one about a lot of work. K-Fred brings what? Up, a guy named K-Fred on Twitter brings up crawfish.
Yeah.
Again, great flavor, but boy, you got to work.
For a very little payoff.
Mm-hmm. Here's a controversial one for you. One commenter said, steak. My parents believe that every celebration and achievement needs to be recognized with a grisly bit of meat drizzled in peppercorn sauce. And the commenter can't stand it.
I like steak.
So when you first brought this topic up 10 minutes ago, that was the first food that popped into my mind as being overrated.
Yeah. And I think there's something to this. Now, a great steak is awesome and wonderful. But I find that 50% of the steaks, at least 50% of the steaks, are not that great.
I agree.
And I've even had really expensive steaks and I go, this is not very good. Now, an awesome steak is awesome, but I find that we overpraise steak in general.
Especially in this state.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say a bad thing about steak, or people will think you're not a real Texan. But you're right. That rare occasion where you get the perfect cut and it's cooked perfectly and it's melt in your mouth, that's awesome.
Amazing. Yeah.
But that is rare, not the way it's cooked.
Medium rare.
That's a rare medium well done.
Another person mentioned complicated burgers. This is when they stack it so high they have to pin it.
Yeah.
Because I got way too many ingredients in it.
Yeah.
It's way too tall, and you have to basically unhinge your jaw to try to even eat the thing.
Yeah. I'm always unsure of if I need to unpin it. Do I try to eat around the pin?
Yeah, what's the etiquette on the on that stupid little stiff straw sword they stick in the top of it?
Seems dangerous to eat around it.
Yeah, I know. But yet, if you don't, then you're going to have burger fall apart.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than the first bite explosion.
Yeah.
When you bite into it and the whole thing just falls apart in your hand.
You eat the whole thing with a fork.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you're basically eating a burger salad bowl kind of situation. But the overly complicated burger. And Giorgio, several people mentioning mac and cheese.
That was my thing.
Oh, yeah. If you're against it.
I think that is so unbelievably overrated.
It's gone next level somehow in the last 15 years.
I'm kind of with Junior on this. I mean, except I love...
Out of the box, me.
I love the out of the box Kraft mac and cheese. Like, I think that's great. It feels so artificial to me. It's ridiculous, though. I mean, like, I don't feel like I'm eating food. It feels like I'm eating stuff that's been engineered for astronauts just to get calories in them. But all the tricked up mac and cheese with the bacon Nutella truffle.
I don't know what's in it, but if you go to a high-end restaurant that has mac and cheese, order it. And it's always good.
I have. Many times.
And I'm always like cheese and it's done.
I'm always like, it's just not. Speaking of something I just mentioned, a couple people mentioned truffle oil, and we went through a phase there. I don't think it's still going on in restaurants. I hope it's not. You remember when everything went truffle oil?
Yep.
Yeah.
And we way over truffled oiled everything.
So recently I bought some pasta at a place, and I said, what do you recommend? What kind of sauce do you recommend on this? And they said, if you have a little truffle oil, just a little truffle oil and some Parmesan. Okay, great. I can do that. It's a simple recipe. Took it home, cooked it with truffle oil. Tasted just like olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't notice a difference between olive oil and truffle oil.
Well, then maybe use the right amount, because too much truffle oil is an overpowering thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and it's gross when you use too much of it. You only have to use a little bit of it because it's a taste dominator. And you got to be careful of taste dominators.
I'm learning that. I can't find food that's overrated. It's all
he hasn't.
It's all really good.
That's right.
Oh no,
really, that's right. You didn't disagree with one of these.
It's all good.
All right.
All right. Thanks. That's the ODEX 632 on the ticket. It's Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care.
Hey, G, I get it. All right. Little inside joke for my fellow musers.
That's funny.
Got an email from Paul here. We were discussing overrated foods in the corner this morning. I mean, in the ODEC this morning. And he says, as a Texan now living in Charleston. That's in the Carolinas.
Mm-hmm. South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
I've been
heard good
there.
Things about it.
I want to live in the Carolinas one of these days. That's a threat to you guys.
What?
That I'm going to live in the Carolinas one day.
Why?
I don't know. I've just always been fascinated by North Carolina. And
like the beach or up in the mountains there?
Either.
Right.
I think North Carolina is a fascinating state because of that. Mountains and beach.
Why?
Why? Why? Just because your voice drives me up the freaking wall.
Why?
Jeez.
Why?
Anyway, he continues, as a Texan now living in Charleston, I never understood the oyster. I happen to be one of those people who still doesn't understand the oyster, Paul, even though my two fellow musers love oysters. I don't understand what's so great about them. Paul continues, but after living here for 10 years, there is nothing like getting together with friends and either baking or boiling oyster clusters and ripping those things apart and having them semi-cooked, letting them swim in cocktail sauce and letting them slide down your throat. Couple that with a few brews, there's nothing like it.
Amen to that, brother.
Well, Paul, first of all, I think that the social element you're surrounded by is enhancing that experience, obviously. You thinking that oysters are so great. Try doing this alone by yourself in a dark room and see how fun it is. You'll find then that
it may
hey,
not be as fun, but
oysters
still
are the
good.
Worst part of this whole experience. But there obviously is something to oysters, or so many people wouldn't enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
I realize there's something I'm not getting, and I would like to get it.
Do you ever get them when you go to like New Orleans or a place right on the coast where they're really fresh?
You know, I got to get it on them.
Yeah, did it on them.
Well, I had to adjust it.
You know, we had to did it on them.
I don't know. Is L.A. a good oyster town?
I don't think so. San Francisco is.
Okay. But we're not going to San Francisco.
I bet they have good oysters somewhere in L.A.
Well, probably. Second biggest city in America, I hope.
But you guys,
oyster nachos.
You guys like oysters raw, right?
Yes.
You don't like them all tricked up with sauce and stuff?
I like that, too. There's a restaurant in town that serves grilled oysters that are
out
of this world.
Do they shuck them before they grill them?
They did it on them.
I don't understand what you've
said. Well, you know,
said.
They had to.
Oh, they had
Thursday
to.
Thursday isn't ready for this flex. You know, we had to did it on them.
We are the only three people in America that are keeping that sketch alive.
So
we
need to.
Saturday Night Live even buried it like with the second to last sketch of the show.
They did, but it was genius.
You met it when it first came out.
No, I didn't.
When we first played it, you were like, it wasn't that good.
I'm the one that first played it for us.
I did.
George was the first one that played it for us.
No, he met it.
I did not. That's why I played it.
I loved
it. I thought it was funny.
Okay, this sketch is tearing the show apart.
Right? I loved it from the get-go.
Pray, stay, slay.
Well, who is that? Like, is that the monster? Is that Michaela?
Now when Joe reads a little promo, it always sounds like that.
Yeah, I know. Because we're obsessed with it.
Yeah, and he's read some really funny ones that Fox have really dressed up, made it really Idiocracy, and it sounds just like the SNL bit.
Where the cray stay, slay.
I don't think we talked about this on the air. I think it was off the air when we mentioned avocados to each other.
It was off the
air.
Off air.
Said, do we like avocados? And all three of us like avocados. But I think that the avocado is bland by itself. Like, I've had just sliced avocados, and I'm like, I could use a little salt. Put a little salt on it, all of a sudden it wakes up, and it's great. But just raw avocado, I don't know about that.
Me likey.
Me likey, too.
Here's another one that I don't think is that great, which would offend every single person I'm related to. Watermelon to me is just not that great.
Love it.
Overrated.
Love it.
Especially if it's 102 degrees outside, get the cold watermelon.
I hated it, man. I grew up in the South, and it seemed like every summer get together and party that we had, somebody would break out the watermelon, and all the other kids sitting there enjoying it, and the adults enjoying it, and I was just over there like,
You missed out.
It's just kind of gross.
Now, I don't like the seed aspect of it. I don't like seeds in anything that you got to spit out or sort through. That's a beatdown.
If you swallow a watermelon seed, you know what happens.
Grow vine.
A giant watermelon building grows in your stomach.
Growed.
Oh, my gosh.
What just happened?
He just turned into the dumbest idiot I've ever known in my life. Wow.
Watermelon building.
A watermelon building growed in your stomach.
That seriously is the most ridiculous thing you've ever said.
That is the dumbest thing that's ever been said on this show.
Is
saying,
it?
Oh, that was magic.
No, it's not on the show, but it's the craziest thing I think I've ever heard Junior say.
I quit. Another commenter said that he finds churros overrated.
There's something to that.
See there? He said, if I'm going to eat something with that many calories and carbs, I just want it to taste like something.
Yeah, they don't have much taste.
And I have noticed that. Like, the churro has everything in it that should did it on him for you. Right? Like, it's got, we got sugar on it. We got some cinnamon happening there.
Yeah,
we got
good.
Some deep fried goodness going on. And then you eat it, and it doesn't have quite as much punch as all those ingredients suggest it should have.
Do you know who oddly loves churros?
The guy who invented Chrysler?
No.
It's just a guess. I don't know.
The correct answer.
Y'all on something?
The correct answer is billionaire Theodore Crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Cool.
You know, we had to did it on him.
Another commenter said turkey, which I know we disagree on that one too. I find turkey overrated.
Man, I love turkey. Again, you're bringing up
again,
all these
Giorgio,
foods.
Giorgio, once again, is not objected to any of them. No food is overrated.
I don't think
George.
You can overrate a food.
Several commenters, though, said that the goose is better than turkey. That it's more traditional and it's about 100 times tastier, but it's expensive.
The only time I had goose, I thought it was kind of gamey, greasy.
Oh, well, finally found something.
Found one.
Goose.
Finally found something that Mikey won't eat over there. another guy commented that he loves Mexican food, but tacos are beyond pointless.
What?
Okay, this guy is insane.
That's idiotic.
He's talking about the hard taco. He says the shell shatters and your filling is everywhere. And he said quesadillas, burritos, enchiladas, tostadas, and chimichangas for the win. Another heretic said that Oreos were overrated.
Okay.
The hell?
No. I double-stuffed.
I agree with that.
It's the world's greatest cookie.
Oreos are the Tina Fey of cookies. Everybody's afraid to criticize
them. Like,
they're the everybody's... What? What just happened over there?
Whoa!
They're the Belichick.
Whoa!
Yeah, maybe I'm hammered, too.
Is there a carbon monoxide leak in here?
Yeah. I think we got a gas leak.
Yeah, it's coming out of your chair.
They're the Patriots of cookies.
No, everybody's afraid to criticize
Oreos. Who's the
Patriot
of cookies? Tina Fey?
Oreos.
Huh.
Oreos dominate, and everybody knows it.
You got a watermelon building growing in your head.